This is the inaugural recording for the alumni that we're going to be doing every once in a while. This is during Aseret Yemei Tshuva, and it's Rav Reishel. I wanted to share two thoughts. One is related to Rosh Hashanah, and one is really a general thought. We spoke about last year and the years that you were here the concept of Ashrei Yoshvei Veitecha. To be how fortunate we are to be sitting in the house of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I believe that it helps very often to think about when you're saying Ashrei Yoshvei Veitecha in a shul or a Beit Medrash, to realize that, number one, how lucky we are to be able to sit in the Beit Medrash in a shul and daven in a minyan. Similar to when you make a hadron where we say how lucky we are Shesam Techalkenu B'Yoshvei Beit Medrash and not in sitting in the corners. But also, as I've mentioned, Ashrei Yoshvei Veitecha, the ability that you had to learn in Eretz Yisrael in the Beis Medrash of Shvili HaTorah. The hope, obviously, is that as years go on, you continue to take advantage of the opportunity to learn in Batei Medrashot and to think about Ashrei Yoshvei Veitecha. Erev Yontif, Rosh Hashanah, I was in the Shuk with my family, buying different things, and I received a phone call from someone who I had a connection with in camp, who's now in the army. And he called me asking all different types of questions about shofar blowing and davening, if he's davening by himself, should he say this tefillah, and he doesn't know how to blow shofar, and the person who can blow shofar is going to be carrying it on Shabbos Yontif, and he may not be frum, etc. To me, those questions were so important because it showed that he was connected. He could have easily said, I'm potter, osek b'mitzvah, potter min ha-mitzvah. I'm being involved on the Gaza-Egypt border, protecting all by myself. Why do I need to think about these things? So I'm going to get back to that, but that story really hit me as I was preparing and buying the Shechianu fruit in Machane Yehuda. So the question, of course, is when it comes to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, is how can we be so confident? How could we go and wear nice clothes, get haircuts, white clothing, eating, be happy, simcha, knowing that it's Yom HaDin, knowing that this is the Yomim HaNoraim? So we know that there are two judgments, right? We have one that's the individual and one for the community. As an individual, we need to be nervous. There is no way that we can be confident. We don't know what the year will bring. We don't know if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be part of His plan for next year. We hope, we daven, and we hope that we haven't done too many things wrong over the past year so that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will want to continue having us as part of His Am HaNivchar. But as a community, we are confident. We know that there will be Am Yisrael forever. The famous story that when the Nazis were coming down through Egypt, ultimately they were stopped there in the Sinai Desert, very, very close to conquering Eretz Yisrael. They came to Rav Herzog, who was the chief rabbi of Israel at the time, and they said, we were very nervous, maybe we'll all be wiped out. And Rav Herzog said, have no fear, we have a haftacha, we have a promise that the Jews will never be wiped out. We may get beaten up and we may get killed, but as Klal Yisrael, we have a guarantee that Klal Yisrael will be in one piece. And therefore, as we know, history proved him correct, and he was stopped in Egypt. But the reality is that we have a promise that Jews will not be destroyed. But if you look at the Pasuk in Yecheskel, if you have a Tanakh, it's worthwhile to look at a little bit at that, those few Pesukim there. Yecheskel Perechof, Pasuk Lamed, Gimel is what I'd like to focus in. And it says that if you continue in your ways, in the bad ways that we were doing at that time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will end up b'yad chazako v'zor netuya uvechem ashfucha amloch aleichem. I will end up ruling over you with a hard fist and with a strong arm. Why do we need HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be forcibly our king? That doesn't make sense. Why do we need that? Why do we need that? So the Abarbanel points out that there are times in history where people pretend to be like Goyim. The Jews don't want to be Jews. They want to be Goyim. So you have that in the times of the Inquisition and the of the Spanish Inquisition, where they goyim were trying to find out were the Jews really converts or not, the Muranos. We have that, of course, during the Holocaust and prior, where people who were fourth generation, completely disconnected from Judaism, but they ended up being told and shaken by the Nazis and woken up and told, listen, you are Jews. You need to be part of Klal Yisrael. Against your will. You don't want to. It's too bad. You want to run away? Too bad. You want to be in university? You want to grow up? You don't want to be part of the Frum community? The Jew radar is going to find you. People will find you. They will know. They will know that you are Jewish. And there are people who ran away. People who continue to run away. We have that with the Russians in the 1970s. For 70 years, they did not have Judaism. But how did they know they were Jewish? Because on their passport, it was stamped, just like the Holocaust. On the passport, it was stamped. That's what made them to be Jews. They may have wanted to not be Jews, but the Goyim themselves forced them to be Jews. And that is what this pasuk is saying. That if you do not want to be part of Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make sure that you become part of Klal Yisrael. It's in our genes to be part of Klal Yisrael. It's Klal Yisrael Reim Zebazer. So if you don't want to be part of it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make a way to make sure that you do become part of it. But if you do it Baratzon, you're connecting to the family, you're connecting to Klal Yisrael, then we are willingly becoming part of Klal Yisrael. We have that guarantee of Rosh Hashanah that we will be okay. And that Chayal, I was mentioning before, he was connecting into Klal Yisrael. He could have taken a pass, he could have changed, he could have compromised, but no, he said that now he wants to be connected to Klal Yisrael. And as that on Rosh Hashanah, I want to make sure that I hear the shofar and I want to be part of it. And I think that's an important piece. This is someone who's approximately your age. And he made the decision that even though I could have a patur, I still need to connect and be part of Klal Yisrael. There's a story that 2 years ago, I heard on the news post-Rosh Hashanah a few years ago, that a Chabad Rav, right outside Herzliya, went to go blow shofar. And as he was walking, he saw some boys, some men, playing basketball, all sweated up. And he walked over to them and he said, do you mind if I blow the shofar? So they turned around and they said, no, why, Rosh Hashanah we will. So they gathered around him. And the rabbi was about to say the bracha for the boys, for the guys. And one of them yells, stop, we're not wearing yarmulkes, we have to do something. So one next to another stands next to each other and puts their hand on top of the other person's head. I mean, as we know, right, when you're, for example, if you're playing ball and you need to get a drink of water, when you make the bracha and drink, you're not supposed to put your hand over your own head, because your own goof cannot be covering. It has to be someone else's goof or a t-shirt or something. So they then knew this, and they put their hands on top of each other's heads, and they said the bracha, and they made Shechianu, and they heard shofar blowing. Now for them, those 5 minutes was their ability to connect to Klal Yisrael. Granted, it's not the 9 hours that we spend in shul. It's not 2 days, it's not Yom Kippur, it's not a Seder Shemitshuva, it's not the extra learning. But in that time, they were saying, I'm part of the community. So for them, every person according to their level, for them, that was their connection to Klal Yisrael. Yeah, we could have blown off the rabbi. We could have told the rabbi, no, we're not interested in hearing the shofar. We could have said, we're not interested in Rosh Hashanah. If we were interested in Rosh Hashanah, I'd be in shul. I wouldn't be playing basketball. But the fact is that we have inside of us this connection to Klal Yisrael. And it's up to us. The Abai Barnel is telling us it's up to us. If you want to do it, biratzon. So then, okay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will treat Am Yisrael in a nice way. And in a good way. But if your ratzon is that, no, I want to be avoiding my connection to Klal Yisrael, comes this pasuk and says, that's not going to happen. That is not allowed. The Kedusha is inside of us. We need to find it. It's in our DNA. And all of us have to go looking for it. Also, all of us have to go looking for it. And it's dafka at this time of Aseres Yemei Tshuva, where the halacha says that you even be a little bit of a hypocrite. If normally during the year you're not machbid on certain halachas, during Aseres Yemei Tshuva you should be machbid. For example, if you eat pat akum, right? Those guys in my kashrus class throughout the years know what that is. Pat, that was basically, you know the ingredients are kosher, it was baked by a goy. So the fact is that even if you're not machbid on it, during Aseres Yemei Tshuva you should be machbid. similar, that they take different chumras upon yourself only for Aseres Yemei Tshuva. Maybe if you normally wear regular tzitzis or wear wool tzitzis. Maybe you take an hour a day of the Tanis Dibur, or what have you. But the point is that I am making sure to do that, go that extra mile, to find that Kedusha, to get my connection to Klal Yisrael. No matter how far I've gone, no matter how close I am, there's always steps that we can take. Those who are familiar with the Rav, he talks about this at length. He talks about that you have different connections into Klal Yisrael, and you can't necessarily cut off from Klal Yisrael. But so far, sometimes we are so far. We're so far away. We've drifted. We've faltered. We had a bad year. So comes the message of the Yomim Noraim and says, no. If you're part of Klal Yisrael, you can be confident. We may not be confident that we personally are going to have a year of wealth, of health, etc. But Lamaisa, we could be confident that us as Klal Yisrael, and that we as Klal Yisrael is greater than the individuals, and therefore we need to daven even harder, not just for us, but for our entire families, and for all of Klal Yisrael. And Bezrat Hashem, may we all have a terrific experience during Aseres Yemei Tshuva, climaxing with Yom Kippur. And of course, us in Shvili Torah, we're always thinking about our Talmidim. Many of you have kept in touch over the past few months. Let's make a new effort to keep in touch. And we guarantee that if you email, you will receive responses. A Gemar Tov, a Gemar Chasima Tova, and we should all have a good, healthy year.